بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. I also should take this opportunity to congratulate you and all lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam for the birth anniversary of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
What I am going to reflect on and share with you is the devotion that Imam Ali alayhi salam had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the source of energy and guidance that he was receiving in order to function. A man who from even his childhood was a special, the first person to believe in the Prophet, أَوَّلُ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ, the first man who became a Muslim, the person that even when he was a teenager had to witness very difficult life of Muslims in Mecca, full of threat, torture, difficulties. When he was just 23 years old, he had to sleep in the house of the Prophet. When they knew that a selected number of people are going to attack the house with the intention of killing Rasulullah, then remaining behind in Mecca to do certain things for the Rasulullah, like delivering the trust of people back and take some of the ladies like Lady Fatima to Medina, and then all difficulties in Medina, all the battles, all the conflicts, all the internal problems in Medina coming from hypocrites, and then compared to what happened after the demise of the Prophet, all these were like sweet years. The difficulties after the demise of the Prophet were much greater, as he himself says, صَبَرْتُ وَفِي الْعَيْنِ قَضَى وَفِي الْحَلْقِ شَجَى. So how this man was able to be so strong and persistent is in need of explanation. And I think you would agree with me that this would not be possible if a person is only relying on his own energy or power. This needs connection to the unlimited source of energy. This tranquility needs to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of this world, who would be able to help and guide and support us despite all the difficulties that we face. There are many hadiths, alhamdulillah, about this side of the life of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, as we have, alhamdulillah, good sources about other aspects of the life of Imam. So, alhamdulillah, the life of Imam is one of the cases in history of Islam that we have many materials and many resources to be able to refer. The late Shaykh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayh in his Al-Amali mentions this hadith that then other ulama also have mentioned, like Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, and this is only one of the hadiths. Asbagh ibn Nubata, who was a companion of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, says
دخل ضرار بن ضمرة النهشلي على معاوية بن أبي سفيان.
This man who was a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, this Dhirar, had to visit Muawiyah. Maybe he was called by Muawiyah, so he had to go and meet him. Then Muawiyah asked him to describe Amir al-Mu'mineen.
فَقَالَ لَهُ Sifli Aliyan.
So Muawiyah is asking a companion of Imam Ali to describe and characterize him for Muawiyah. So this person knew that it's very difficult to do justice to Imam Ali in front of Muawiyah because he is not the one who loves to hear good things about Amir al-Mu'mineen. On the other hand, he didn't want to say something just less than what Ali was. Therefore, he said, please exempt me. He said, Ava tu'ufini, please exempt me from this.
Qala la, bal sifhu li.
No, you should describe Ali for me. Okay, now, this lover of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam decided to describe Amir al-Mu'mineen according to best of his knowledge. I think in that time he forgot his life, all the risks and dangers, said, now that I have to describe Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have to do justice.
Qala dhirar, so he started. Rahimallahu aliyan.
May Allah's mercy be upon Ali.
Kana wallahi fina ka ahadina.
By Allah, Ali among us was like one of us. He is saying this in the palace of Muawiyah. This first sentence by itself is challenging Muawiyah because this was not the style of Muawiyah. Muawiyah was not living like any other person. He was living in palace. He was always escorted by guards. He was not sitting, dressing, eating like ordinary people. He was like a king. Maybe the first Muslim king was Muawiyah. He was acting as a king. But he says, by Allah, Ali was like one of us. In the surface, in the worldly outlook, he was not a special, in the sense that if you look at his dress was not a special, maybe even worse than average. If you look at his food, if you look at his chair, his bed, he was everything like us.
Yudnina idha atayna.
When we used to go and visit him, he was not asking us to keep distance. You know, those who are like kings, of course, maybe there are exceptions, but those kings like Muawiyah, they always wanted to keep distance. So people have to stand maybe 10 meters, 20 meters far away from them. They don't let people to come close. So it says Ali was not like this. When we were visiting Ali, he himself was asking us to come closer. Yodnina. Not only he was not saying or planning in the way that people stand away from him, he was himself encouraging people to go closer to him.
وَيُجِيبُنَا إِذَا سَأَلْنَا.
And when we used to ask him, right away he was giving us answer. He was not saying that, take your answer from my people, you know, from my security, from my office. He was a person who was giving answer right away.
Then he says, لا يغلق له دوننا باب ولا يحجبنا عنه حاجب. No gate was closed between us and him. It means that it was not that, you know, we had to go through several gates in order to reach him. And there was no hajib, there was no guard, no security. This is all against Muawiyah's policy. But the difference is this. وَنَحْنُ وَاللَّهِ مَعَ تَقْرِيبِهِ لَنَا وَقُرْبِهِ مِنَّا لَا نُكَلِّمُهُ لِحَيْبَتِهِ. Despite the fact that he was asking us to go closer to him and he was coming closer to us, we were not able to speak easily to him because of the awe and because of the haiba, you know, that kind of awe that he had. Those who are after power because they in themselves have nothing special, there is no charisma, there is no awe, so they want to make themselves special by considering some protocols. Because they are like any other person. But the person who is special doesn't need anything additional or extra. Automatically, people feel that this man is different and they have to respect. لا نكلمه لحيبته ولا نبتديه لعظمته. Because of his greatness, we were not able to speak without him initiating the conversation. It was not that someone was stopping us, neither he or any security he was putting there to stop us talking. But we ourselves automatically were not able to speak. We needed him to give us some kind of courage. We needed him to initiate the conversation. فَإِذَا تَبَسَّمَ فَمِنْ مِثْلِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَنْظُومِ. And when he was smiling, you could see his teeth like white pearls appearing. فَقَالَ مُعَاوِيَةَ زِدْنِي فِي صَفَتِهِ. Muawiyah said, this is not enough, you have to continue. Because Muawiyah was one of the few people that I think he knew in that time Ali better than many people. Muawiyah was a clever person. And at the same time, he was receiving all the news about Imam Ali. He was not fighting Ali because he didn't know Ali. No, he knew Ali very well. And when he was listening to Zarar, he was finding that what Zarar says is completely true. And he wanted to listen more. So he said, Zadni fi sifatih. فَقَالَ ذِرَارُ. ذِرَارُ added, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَلِيًّا. Again, he repeated this sentence, may Allah's mercy be upon Ali. كَانَ بَاللَّهِ طَوِيلَ السُّهَادِ قَلِيلَ الرُّقَادِ. He was keeping awake in the night and sleeping very little in the night. Ali was not sleeping all the night or most of the night or even half of the night. He was sleeping very little in the night. يَتْلُو كِتَابَ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ. He was reciting the book of Allah in different parts of the day and different moments of the night. So he was enjoying himself with recitation of the Quran during the day and night. وَيَجُودُ لِلَّهِ بِمُهْجَتِهِ. And he was generous with his blood and his life and his soul for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not a person who was afraid of offering his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَبُوُ إِلَيْهِ بِعَبْرَتِهِ. And he was a person who was going back to Allah. He was in the state of inaba and tawbah
with his tears coming and offering testimony of his sincere position in front of Allah. And then he says, لَوْ رَأَيْتَهُ إِذْ مَثُلَ فِي مِحْرَابِهِ وَقَدْ أَرْخَ اللَّيْلُ صُدُولَهُ وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُهُ. He says, if you were able to see him when in the middle of night he is in his place of worship, in his mihrab, if you were able to have such access to see him while everywhere is dark, you would see that هو قابض على لحيته. He's holding his beard. يتململ تململ السليم. He was moving, shaking, shivering like a person who is bitten by a snake. A person who has no control over his body. ويبكي بكاء الحزين, and was crying, cry of a person who is in deep sorrow and grief. وهو يقول, and he was telling at that time, يا دنيا أبي تعرضت. O dunya, are you coming after me? Do you want to capture me? Are you planning to take control of Ali? Do you think that now that I am Khalifa, I am the ruler of Muslim world, then with the attraction of dunya, power, position, fame, you can influence me? أبي تعرضت أم إلي تشوقت. Or do you have any yearning to come and get me? Hayhat, hayhat. This is not likely to happen. You are not able to get me. لا حاجة لي فيك. I don't have any interest in you, any need for you, any interest in you. Don't make yourself tired by attracting me. Someone like Ali, who has experienced beautiful relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would not be interested in trying relation with dunya. Who is the one who goes after dunya? The one that dunya for him has attraction, has beauty. Ali has someone like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why he needs to even pay a moment thinking about dunya? أبنتك ثلاثا لا رجعة لي عليك. I have divorced you 3 times. Not marrying and divorcing. Before marrying dunya, he divorced dunya 3 times. So that dunya doesn't think of even coming for marriage. It doesn't mean that Ali was married to dunya and then divorced dunya. So this is maximum way of explaining separation. Before you come to me, I divorced you. ثم يقول. After talking about dunya and having no attraction towards dunya, then he was saying, واه واه لبعد السفر وقلة الزاد وخشونة الطريق. Then Ali was thinking about his journey towards Allah. One problem is dunya. Dunya is trying to hold us and not let us move. Ali was not paying attention to dunya. But then still he says, now that I am moving towards Allah, my hand is empty. The journey is long. بعد السفر وقلة الزاد. My provision is very little. When Amir al-Mu'mineen, who's only one strike is better than ibadah of saqalain, dharbatu aliyan yawm al-khandaq afdal min ibadat al-saqalain, he says, my hand is empty. Then everyone should learn and take this lesson, that there is no way you think that your hand is full. If you feel your hand is full, it's because your hand is very small. Ali says, my hand is empty, because Ali has great heart. He believes that no matter how much he has done for Allah is little. You know, there are people who give you £1 and they always remember. There are people who give you everything and they never mention. You thank them, they say, I have not done anything for you. When Ali looks at his relation with Allah and how much he owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great Allah is, how long the journey towards Allah, the infinite is, he says, my provision is very little. Anyone who thinks he has done a lot has not understood the measures here properly. When he reached here, فَبَّكَى مُعَاوِيَةً, then Muawiyah cried. Either even this was dishonest, or even if he was honest, it's possible, because when he heard this true and honest description of a lover of Ali, he had no choice other than giving in and crying. Then he said, Hasbuka ya Zirar. So this is enough. You don't need to continue. Kadhalika wallahi kana Ali. By Allah, Ali was like what you said. Rahimallahu Abul Hasan. Then Muawiyah said, may Allah's mercy be on Abul Hasan. This is the beauty of truth. This is the beauty of sincerity, that even your enemy bears witness that you had no problem, you had no weakness, you had no attraction to dunya, you didn't fight for power. In Arabic, we have a beautiful expression. We say, Al-fadlu ma shahidat bihi al-a'da. A real merit is when even your enemies bear witness and say that there is such great quality in you. So, Amirul Mu'mineen, despite all the attractions of dunya, all the power, he had no interest in dunya. But at the same time, Ali was not dismissing, this is my point, Ali was not dismissing the likelihood of dunya somehow penetrating in his heart. Why he was crying? Why in the middle of night he was crying and saying to dunya repeatedly, you cannot come to me, I have divorced you 3 times. Because Ali was aware that if dunya today is not in your heart, this doesn't mean tomorrow would be the same. You have to always safeguard your heart. History shows us many examples of people who had no interest in dunya. They were poor, they were working for poor. They were going into difficulties, tortures, prisons for the poor. But when they took power, day by day, they started forgetting. Dunya is like a liquid that can find a little space. First drop goes and then brings other drops. And then you see that a flood comes and all the construction goes away. Amir al-Mu'mineen is teaching us, do not let dunya to come in the first place, but also, if you manage to stop dunya, never be relaxed. Day and night, especially in the nights when you are alone, when you have time to reflect, think how can you protect yourself against dunya. Dunya is not only money, dunya is not only power, dunya is not only fame. Anything other than dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dunya. Anything that diverts us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dunya. So I hope that inshallah we, those people who love Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and have chosen him as a leader, as a role model, as example, as a father, as a person who can take us close to the Prophet and then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we would try to follow his path and inshallah be like our master, like our Mawla in dunya, so that inshallah we can be with him in akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.